Women don't understand hierarchy. If your husband or boyfriend is supposed to be your boss and he's supposed to be able to say whatever he wants and you can't say whatever you want. And that's called a hierarchy. What up, guys? Women wanted the right to work. In fact, women begged to work. Women saw men in suits and we just thought, oh, I can do that. And now that we've entered a man's world, it's harder than we thought. So today we are reacting to women talking about how they hate their 9-to-5s. Now, mind you, notice how the women will always complain about the 9-to-5s, even though these are way better work conditions than the men, like, I don't know, cutting down trees, working on oil rigs, and you never see them complaining.
I am not fucking doing well today. This job literally eats away at my soul every fucking day. I literally feel like it is just deteriorating me. Crumbling right in front of my eyes. Right in front of my fucking eyes. But he pays me good money, so I stay. So I fucking stay. I'm gonna calm down now. We're gonna take a deep breath. We're gonna have a good rest of the day. Okay? Good pep talk, Jess. Follow me.
Notice this says more about her than the workplace. There is no 9-to-5 job that is that bad. I sold copiers during COVID and that wasn't that bad. It was okay. There are 0 9-to-5. You guys got to stop believing these women. You guys got to stop believing these women when they say they are just burnt out from a 9-to-5. What are you doing? You're sitting at a desk from 9-to-5. It's like you send 3 emails. You have a few meetings. I mean, women put what they do in a day in corporate America. And it's really not what you think it is. It's not them like burning out or whatever. Women like this, what she's really saying is I'm lazy. I am lazy and I don't like working.
Hate about 9-to-5 jobs. First, we have having to go to the office. So many jobs don't require that. Why are you being asked to commute for an hour, commute back to your home for an hour for a job that is done at a computer? If it's done at a computer, it can be done at home too.
Yeah, but here's the challenge. It's people just naturally don't do as much at home. My dad, he owned a company and he just, it's something more collaborative. Like when you're doing meetings, no one can be on their phone secretly or like on other tabs when you're in person. But when you're virtual, you just don't know.
Fake niceties. Oh my God. Most people can't stand each other in the office, but everyone pretends that they care about you when they don't. Number 3 is making drinks for everyone. I absolutely hated it. Why is it my responsibility to make 10, 15 coffees?
Do you see that this is the, like, that's the worst you had to deal with? You had to, let me check my notes, make coffee. That was the, we got to stop buying this. And we got to stop shaming women that are complaining over nothing. It's annoying.
To people, just go make your own. I don't want you to make one for me, but I don't want to have to go and make coffee for loads of people. And last, bosses being able to say whatever they want. I just feel like we're not supposed to say what we think.
Women don't understand hierarchy. If your husband or boyfriend is supposed to be your boss and he's supposed to be able to say whatever he wants and you can't say whatever you want. And that's called a hierarchy. But we don't really understand that concept.
Think, why should bosses be? I had this horrible boss in the past that was just talking about his political beliefs that were completely opposite of mine, and I hated it. Made me feel very uncomfortable. He was targeting minority groups all the time and just say all these things. Everyone would agree with him because he's the boss. I think there should be the same rules for everyone, whether you're a boss or not. So yeah, this is things I hate about 9-to-5 jobs. Let me know in the comments, do you agree with these? And what's something that makes you hate 9-to-5 jobs?
All right, we got Lizzo 2.0 here.
Yeah, every other day I've been crying. And I don't know why. I'm thinking it's, for me, this is what I'm thinking, that it's a burnout because I'm extremely tired. Just with juggling everything, juggling life, juggling kids. And it's not even, I hate crying because I feel so weak when I cry. Because to me, crying gives lack, it gives weakness and all of that. And that's none of that. I'm not weak. I'm actually very strong. I'm not lacking anything. But I still cry typically during the work week. I haven't even made it to work for today yet, and I'm crying.
So again, she's fat, right? A lot of these women, they're just lazy. They don't want to do basic, like, working, you know? And it's not that, like, what would be the difference at home if they had a work from home job? I mean, they would just be working at home, sitting on their laptop. I just don't see these women as like motivated go-getters that are always going to be doing something. And I know women like that. I know women that are lazy. And I know women that are go-getters and they always have to get something done.
Like maybe it's the job add on to the stress. I don't know. I don't know. I don't necessarily feel fulfilled in life. Like, I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel like I create my days. I feel like my days are created for me. Being that I have kids, being that I got a full-time.
Okay, only women feel that they're entitled to liking their job. Men know that they have to like work and die. Women fought to be, you know, women wanted to live in a man's world, but we just cannot take really what comes with being in a man's world.
Job, my days are made for me. I don't choose what I'm gonna do each day. It's you know what I'm saying? And I don't need no bullshit people. If you talk, if you get in my comments talking shit, I'm gonna block you. Why you have kids and all that? Let it the fuck go. My oldest daughter is the fuck about to be 16. Baby, let it go. I've been busted it open years the fuck ago and had a kid. Like, you know, so I don't want to hear that. But this is, I'm just, I don't know what it is. It's just the same mundane shit over and over. And then it's like, I do self-help things. I write down things or different, like, stuff that I want to start or that I want to try to help make my life better. Like, I'm not one of those people that just complain and don't do nothing to fix it. Like, I actually be trying to fix it. I got this filter on, thank God, so y'all can't catch the tears.
That was kind of scary. Did you see her go from like, yeah, and then to like...
It's falling. It's damn near covering up the tears. But, I don't know, y'all. I try to plan and do things like to self-help myself, but I feel like I can't even catch a moment to even start the things. Like I said, my days aren't filled with what I need to get done or want to get done. It's the fuck is telling me what to do. The job's telling me when to go. These last few weekends, baby, they ain't been mine. They've been for the kids, okay? They need this. They need that. Go, like, you know what I'm saying? It's constantly doing for others. I don't know. I am just, I just need a second, y'all. I just need a second.
All right, let's see. All right, I want to see the comments. Go to your primary doctor and have them take you out a few days. Oh my gosh. So they're gonna, oh my gosh. I've been at my current job for 3 months and I cry every other day. And now I have panic attacks. The amount of time we spend at work is ridiculous. We're all overworked. Isn't it crazy how women have these BS jobs that aren't even hard and we still complain? Oh my gosh. I cried for 10 minutes in my office Wednesday, but the job availability in my area is small. It's horrible to look for job opportunity. I think many of us feel the same way, girl. Same. There's a lady on TikTok who is 60 and quit her job after 50 years. She's 60 and she cried because she was so happy. And I felt that. You're never too old to start over, breathe. And here's the issue. Women will always have echo chambers to just tell us we're right all the time. And that's, you got to be careful for the two women that watch my channel. You have to understand that all women are going to sabotage you. I wouldn't really invest in female friends. It's just not a good long-term investment.
Make part two of what my feelings are before I start this job. And
I'm going to miss the TikTok of you talking about your feelings. Oh, what up, guys? Welcome to my reaction series. Today, we're reacting to women going back to their 9-to-5. So I actually don't think 9-to-5s are that bad. I think that women grossly over-exaggerate how hard it is because especially at white women that are pretty, a lot of times a man's doing the work at work anyways.
Here's why after 3 years of freelancing and essentially being my own boss, I am going back to a 9-to-5 job. I wanted to share this because
a lot of people romanticize being your own boss. But when you're your own boss, sometimes you don't get paid. Some people have the personality for it. Some don't. It just depends what kind of person you are.
I feel like it's super relatable, especially in a time where everyone wants to be a content creator or influencer. They might be thinking of quitting their 9-to-5 job or they're about to do exactly what I am about to do. Main reason why I am going back to a 9-to-5 job after freelancing and being my own boss is to become financially stable again. And that holds a lot.
Yeah, because a lot of women don't have the skill to make money on their own, especially to be a YouTuber. TikTok is not the money you think it is. It maybe is for a short periods, but I don't really see that as overly sustainable as a full-time thing.
A lot of embarrassment for me for some reason. Quick backstory, I actually worked a 9-to-5 job for 6 years and felt like I was in a good place with all of the side gigs that I had going on at the time to quit my 9-to-5. So a lot of people think in the past 3 years, the only thing that I've been doing is maybe photography and some social media like TikTok, but I've had so many different jobs in the past 3 years, freelance.
I don't really recommend that because I just don't think you can get good at that many things if you're focused on like five things. But hey, I mean, I'm not saying I have all the answers.
Freelancing for different nonprofits or different companies. I was and still am doing a ton of photography. I'm a certified travel agent. I babysit at night. And then I was a nanny in New York City. I feel like everyone thought I was messing around all day, frolicking around New York City or traveling the world, doing absolutely nothing. But I had about six or seven. Well,
the more women try to signal that they're not doing something, it just seems like the more likely they are to do it. Have you noticed that?
Seven jobs I was doing all at once. Some months were so good financially that it honestly was kind of mind-blowing. And then there were months that it was the very opposite. Someone who grew up playing soccer, college soccer, I had so much structure that I kind of lost it in the past 3 years. Although I'm super on it with my work, I get everything back in time to clients. I just think I lost my schedule and that part of my life kind of started.
Again, this is translation. And this is, some people are not built to work for themselves. They can't turn down events and like fun stuff in order to get stuff done.
To get a little crazy. So I think having structure again is going to be super helpful for me. I'm not going to be on everyone's beck and call like I feel like I have been in the past 3 years. As someone who is 30 years old, it's kind of crazy to have a 9-to-5, not have a 9-to-5, and then go back to a 9-to-5. More people do this more frequently than I thought or I think. And it has been a roller coaster of emotions in the past 2 weeks. I'm gonna make part two of what my feelings are before I start this job. And
I'm gonna miss the TikTok of you talking about your feelings. No. I'm devastated.
I failed at quitting my 9-to-5 and pursuing my dream, and my dream did not come true. Here's the pros and cons of working a six-figure tech job versus quitting everything, quitting your job, moving abroad to chase after your dream, start your own business.
I don't know if moving abroad, unless you have something lined up there, it's like a reason for your industry. It just seems like it would be expensive. A lot of women get really good paying jobs out of college because they're young and hot, and they don't realize that those jobs aren't going to come forever. And then they leave them and then they don't get them again.
Ground zero. I can now say I've done both and I have failed at both. And maybe in some people's eyes, succeeded a little bit at both too. So that's my credibility. I have about 9 years of experience in corporate tech. And then I also have...
And tech is kind of like women doing nothing. I don't know. I have friends that are male that work in tech. And I've just heard that the women are like grossly overpaid and the men do a lot more work. I guess I don't know from experience, but I have seen women go into tech and get insanely paid jobs that were like really good.
About maybe 3.5, almost 4 years of being an entrepreneur in like a small business type of deal, but not like tech related or anything. Hobby becoming a business that didn't really go anywhere. I'm rambling, sorry, let me get to the point. But I really was serious at it and went full time with it. I quit my career, quit everything, didn't pursue trying to find a new job or anything for about 1.5 years. And here are my thoughts. Yes, corporate or the 9-to-5 grind is a rat race. Yeah, you do the same things, you barely make enough, where you make enough where it gives you a sense of stability, but like, is it ever going to scale?
The challenge is, I don't think it's making enough. It's the lifestyle that comes with corporate America is very expensive, and women don't say no to drinks after work. Women don't say no to going out to eat. Women don't say no to a Pilates class. The lifestyle in a lot of these cities is expensive, and women just keep signing up for expensive things, in my experience.
Oh, in the same sense as like a business owner, like, would you have the potential to become like financial free? Yes, if you're very smart and careful. No, not on the scale if you build a successful business and that business kind of, you know, explode. But a corporate job does give you the stability that everyone talks about, gives you healthcare benefits, depending on where you are, it might be shit, might be not, might be great, but like it just gives you something, because like without it, you're on your own, you have nothing. It gives you 401k match, social security, and let's not get into whether or not that's good or not. Like it's an option, okay? We can get into the nitty-gritty at some point, but it's an option. And you have a schedule, you have somewhat a sense of community. If you are in a healthy working culture, you can make friends with your coworkers. You can relate to a lot of your friends and family.
Yeah, and a lot of women kind of marry their work. And that's kind of the new series. It's like, we have all these jobs that are essentially babysitting for women. And they make friends at work. They go out after work. Then they backstab each other and find a new job. Repeat.
Family and other people. I would say those are some like the obvious perks with building a small business. I got to pursue my dream, my hobby as a full-time gig, but then like you're free with your time. Yeah, you can dictate how much you work, how little you work, but you're trying to build something, and if you're not doing it, nobody else is. Sorry about the background noise. I live on top of a mechanic shop. So you end up really just working full-time, like not the 9 to 5, more like,
yeah, a lot of, I would say you work more hours, but you do have flexibility. Like if you want to do, like growing up, my parents owned a business and they would take vacations like with the whole family, but it's not like they weren't working on these vacations. Like my dad still had to take calls, they still had to do stuff, but like other jobs, they couldn't take like 3 weeks off and just hang out with the kids.
The minute you wake up to the minute you sleep, you don't have a routine. You could set a routine, but it's not the same as like knowing you have to go to work, you know? Money is always coming and going. You don't know when the next paycheck is. You don't know if you're gonna make it. This is where I failed. I did not make enough. I'm not making enough for it to become something that can sustain my life. Like it doesn't pay all my bills. Like it doesn't pay to, you know, stay alive. I'm not giving up, but it's hard. I've been at it since 2021. I've learned a lot for sure. I'm not a business oriented person. I'm really just an artist, and I wish I could just make art for the rest of my life and not worry about money. I don't even care to have a lot of money, really. I just wanna make enough where I can be alive and do what I love to do. And so homegirl cannot just live on her savings forever and make jewelry and try to make this business work, because said savings does run out and I don't have a very supportive family. So I can't just move home to pursue my dreams. So the reality is I have to go back to corporate. And here we are, we're back. It feels good, but
yeah, a lot of women, we just think that running we want to be men to look cool, but we don't want to do the responsibility that comes with being a man and living in a man's world. So anyways, guys, let me know what you think in the comments. Have you ever had your own business or gone in corporate America? What was the difference? What did you prefer? Like the video, and I'll see you next time.